Paul, you played so many different characters, Mr. Mason in Downton Abbey, Harry in Last Tango. It's quite a change to see you yourself today. And I know you've been involved with Cats Protection Charity for some time. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Well, they do a marvellous job. They help around 200,000 cats and kittens every year. They have over 250 volunteer-run branches, and they rehome something like, can you believe, 46,000 cats every year.
And are you a cat lover?
I certainly am. This last year we lost our lovely little cat Cheer, a loyal and loving little pussy cat, and it was very hard when she went. She'd been with us 18 years.
Yes, I had a cat that had been nearly that long, and it's very hard. Mm. Now, you're one of the judges on the Cats Protection National Cat Awards again this year.
Yes.
Are there a huge number of entries?
There are. How they fine them down to each category, about five nominees, I'm not sure, because there seem to be so many deserving pussycats.
And what sort of categories are there?
The five main categories are hero cat, cats that save the day, most caring cat, forever friends, outstanding rescue cat, and better together. Then, of course, there's a national cat of the year that comes from one of those winners.
And you must have heard some heartbreaking and uplifting stories.
Yes, it's as much about their owners and the effect the cat has on them as anything else. Of course, the cats don't come to the ceremony. The owners come to the ceremony. And last year, a cat called Jeannie was the overall winner. Her owner was a young girl who'd gone through bone cancer and felt that the cat had been a great friend and had helped her through everything. And it was very heartwarming story. Not a dry eye in the house.
And listeners still have time to submit entries, don't they?
They do. Entries close on the 9th of March, at noon on the 9th of March. So if you've got a deserving cat, and I'm sure if you're a cat lover you have, then jump in quick.
Thank you.